Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aki. Here's a look at what's happening right now in the news. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill could reach a final deal on the president's stimulus plan as soon as today. Closed-door negotiations went late into the night. Now, some Republicans are calling for the price tag to be lower than the Senate's $838 billion version. At the same time, the president's next stop on his sell the stimulus road trip is in Springfield, Virginia. He's going to be visiting a construction site later this morning and highlight the need for new jobs there. That'll happen at 11 a.m. Eastern. We'll carry it live at .com live. Vicious tornadoes have slammed parts of Oklahoma. At least 8 people were killed last night in a small town south of Oklahoma City. Dozens more are injured. At least 6 homes are destroyed. The strong winds also snapped 18 power poles and damaged several shopping centers. Israel's parliamentary elections are too close to call. Unofficial election results indicated a very close race between Tzipi Livni's Kadima party and Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. Both candidates are claiming a mandate to govern. Well, now Israel's president, Shimon Peres, must decide who should form a coalition government. A new political era in Zimbabwe. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai is sworn in as prime minister. The oath of office was administered by his rival, President Robert Mugabe. Zimbabwe has been in a state of political paralysis since a disputed presidential election nearly a year ago. The Obama administration apparently closer now to choosing a new FEMA director. According to officials, Florida emergency manager Craig Fugate and former Iowa emergency manager Ellen Gordon are the administration's top 2 choices. President Obama promised to overhaul the agency. The agency is still haunted by the failed response to Hurricane Katrina. You might need to start stocking up on 2-cent stamps. That's because the price of a first-class stamp is going to go up from 42 cents to 44 cents. That should start May 11th. The Postal Service says it needs more money because of rising production costs and that it does match the rate of inflation. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live. Of course, we're going to continue to update you right here throughout the day.